Welcome back to Let's Talk About Death and Dying. How y'all doing? It's been a minute. I just want to know, how are you doing? We are in the month of September, and COVID-19 is still around. I have to be real honest, I did not think we would be going this long and it still be this serious. Now, my observation, what I'm noticing, is that different places have different observations, or they have different practices. I live in Detroit, Michigan, and COVID is very serious here. But I know that there are other states where maybe the cases are lower and it's not the same stress level. So in the beginning, COVID was hitting us all hard everywhere. And, you know, we've lost a lot of people we love, people we respect and reverence. And, you know, people were panicking. They were hoarding Lysol and Clorox wipes and paper towel and toilet paper. You know, that's my experience here in Michigan. It might not be your experience where you are. So I'm just, you know, kind of sharing from my perspective. And then in the middle, a lot of political things going on, social justice issues in the media, a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of pain and uncertainty. And I think once it started to get warm, again, I'm here in Michigan, so when COVID started, it was cool. You know, wintertime was over, but we still were kind of transitioning seasons. But then once it started to get warmer and hotter, that's when, you know, people started getting a little antsy, a little restless, anxiety, kind of getting out of control. Gotta get out the house. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta do something. Now here in Michigan, you know, because we started out strong in the beginning with the precautions, by the time it got warm, we were freed up to do some things. So, you know, you can have a gathering socially distant with more than 100 people now, I believe. Whereas back in March, it was prohibited, or, you know, you couldn't, and then it went to 10. And so, you know, things kind of got a little bit better. But now I feel like we're in another transition. We're in another season. We're approaching a new season. Because for us here, we're getting ready for fall. Flu season will be upon us. And there are a lot of predictions about COVID and what's going to happen because it's flu season. You know, we're trying to determine whether or not the children can go back to school. And there are things that are still happening, but because the world has kind of opened up a little bit for us here in Michigan, we're starting to have memorials. So we have a wonderful place called Belle Isle, and it's a beautiful island. And the city of Detroit did a beautiful tribute to all of the lives lost during COVID. And you could ride around the island and see your loved ones' pictures. For me, I couldn't do it. I knew people who had lost loved ones. I know people personally, but I couldn't do it. Although they posted on social media and I saw the photos and the expressions of love and the facial expressions, and I had to kind of check in with myself and say, well, why couldn't you do it? A person who was close to me, someone who I had a friendship with, was killed during this time. It wasn't anything COVID related, but it was a senseless killing. And I spoke with my mom, whom I met this person through, and she told me, oh, there's a sign up, because in Michigan, you know, we have Crime Stoppers, and people are trying to solve their case, and they will put up a photo of the person in the neighborhood in hopes that someone will anonymously, hoping they will call and tell what they know. Well, she told me where this photo was. So I have been avoiding driving that area so I won't see this picture of this person who I knew and had a friendship with. So then I had to check in with myself again and say, you know, what is going on with that? Why are you feeling like that? So I wanted to, you know, talk about that, because we're kind of in these layers and phases of COVID. And how are you feeling right now? Are you kind of over it, where you're like, I'm gonna just do what I want, I'm gonna live, I'm gonna pray, and I'm gonna go on about my business? Or can you feel your anxiety or your desire to protect yourself growing more? Is it the same as it was back in March? Are you at a place where you don't care? Do you believe that it's fake? How are you feeling? Where are you? I think I'm at a place right now where early on, there was a lot of oversaturation in social media of death. You know, there were a lot of people dying from COVID-19. Whether it was someone I knew personally, whether it was a friend who knew someone or their family, it was just an oversaturation. Every day, it seemed like all day long, it was just post, rest in peace, rest in peace, rest in power, rest in heaven, you know, to the point where I felt like what I was saying was just not enough. You know, you see those type of posts and you're like, you know, I'm sorry for your loss. May God comfort you and your family. I'm praying for you. And it just felt like it was empty, because it was so much happening. Then by the middle, it kind of fell off. You know, you really didn't hear too much. You started seeing messages of hope, numbers going down in the hospital, people not going, getting tested so much. So, you know, you just kind of, it kind of got lower. And then I think because we were able to go outside and go to restaurants and fly, and then, you know, I started seeing people going on vacation and people taking road trips in the cars with their family. And so, you know, we started seeing some positive things. But now we're at another juncture in the road, if you will. I had to return back to work 5 days, and I'm very grateful and I'm thankful to the Lord that I have a job, but it has been a stress on my body 5 days a week, being in the office, getting up, driving, having my mask, making sure I got sanitizer, answering all the questions, washing my hands, sanitizing my desk, you know, all of those things play a part in the stress
that's on my body.
So I'm very aware of that. And I try to do some self-talk
through that.
In the midst of that, I've been feeling very... I've been thinking about, you know, my aunt a little, my uncle a little. Just kind of thinking about, you know, what if they were still alive? How would they be handling this? Feeling like and this is going to sound so terrible, but I just need to be able to say this out loud, because this might be something you might be thinking about too, about loved ones you might have lost. But just thinking about, I'm glad they're in glory, I'm glad they're in another place, a good place, because I wouldn't want to experience their death during this time. You know, the memorial at Belle Isle, I believe, is very, very, very powerful and very touching, because those people who lost loved ones early on were not able to be with their loved ones. Not able to see them, not able to go to a funeral and celebrate them the way we would normally be able to, because of my state that I'm in, we were on total shutdown. You could not have a traditional funeral. You could not do a burial. You could not go into a hospital. Some people had to see their loved ones for the last time over a phone. I can't imagine. My heart goes out to anyone who's lost a loved one during this time. So them being able to see that photo, to get that closure, to feel their presence. Oh God, it was a beautiful thing. I could feel all of that through the pictures that I saw on social media that other people took while driving around. And I would talk to people and they would just tell me about driving around the memorial, seeing the photos, and
people like being outside of their cars at the pictures. They're crying. Their whole family around the photo. And I knew that I just couldn't handle that. And it's okay if you know your limitations and your triggers. So it's good for us to know our grief reactions and how we respond to different things. And to give ourselves time to heal. My friend who was killed, I believe it's only a month ago. Sometimes in grieving, your memory is just not very good. You can miss things and forget things. Please don't think it's anything wrong with you, because it's not. That's a part of grieving. So we're all under duress and stress, and then we have these different things that are happening. So I believe it was last month. And for me, it's a little too early to see that type of photo, that Crime Stoppers photo. It's just a little too early for me. And I'm aware that it's too early for me. Now, there's going to come a day where I can ride down that particular street and I can see the sign and I can be okay. But right now, I just can't do it. So, how are you doing with your grief reactions right now? Are they growing? Do you feel desensitized? Do you still feel very high anxiety? I feel like because the season has changed and we're still in COVID, there are things that are happening that are still impacting how I feel. So early on, you know, we were on shutdown, so I was at home. So then I was rediscovering myself at home, and I was feeling safe and secure, calm. I had started bird watching and squirrel watching and doing a little exercise, and you know, and then I had to re-enter work. So then that caused me to become stressed and to feel anxious and to feel upset. So then I had to readjust my thinking and put in positive interventions to cope with returning back to work. And again, I am very thankful and grateful to have a job. I praise God for that. But I also have to be honest with myself and how I'm feeling and to deal with that, because we are approaching a new season. Now, I don't know what season you are in your state, or I don't even know if you experience all the seasons, or if you're experiencing a hurricane or an earthquake or a sandstorm, you know, but it's something that's different. And it's good to be aware of how your body is responding, how you're thinking when the season has changed, what you're doing to make sure that you're taking care of yourself So now, because we have a season change, I have started to build up my immune system. So I'm back to drinking tea. So I'm drinking green ginger tea. And I've tried beet juice and beet smoothies for the first time. And then I have some other supplements that I'm going to start to take. Also, during this time of COVID-19, I have incorporated meditation into my routine. So if I feel like, my thoughts are negative, my behavior is negative, then I will insert some meditation. So I'm using the Headspace app. I'm using the Abide app. I'm using so if you have a Samsung phone and you have the Samsung Health app, there's some mindfulness there. And then I have another app that's really, Shine. There we go. So I'm using the Shine app as well. Also, during this time when I've had not so positive thoughts that were affecting my behavior, I downloaded the Cognitive Behavior Therapy app. It's a CBT app where you work through your thoughts, you journal how you feel, you check in with how, you know, if you're feeling sad or neutral, and then there's a grateful option. So I try to be very aware how I'm feeling.
Now, regarding the grief reactions, because I felt these things happening,
I knew I had to do an episode. So this is kind of my check-in for that. One day I was looking for something. I came across some letters that my uncle wrote me. So he loved to write letters and create cards and things like that. And I pulled them out because I thought I didn't have them. You know, I thought I only had a certain number of letters. So I was really excited to know that I had the letters, and I was eager to read them, but I just haven't yet. So I'm like, okay, you know, what is that about? When my aunt died last year,
I wanted things to remember her by. So, you know, I have some things. And during the pandemic,
I've started having houseplants. Now, I've never been able to keep plants alive. Like, I just never been good at it. I've never really tried. But, you know, plants have a very calming effect. They're good for anxiety and depression and things of that nature. So, you know, I bought a plant, and then I bought another plant. Then I bought another plant. I think I have about 5 plants. And they are all still alive. And I'm very, very proud of that. But I got to thinking, maybe you have all those plants because that makes you feel connected to your aunt. I did think about that. Because I've never, ever had any houseplants, and I've never tried to even think about a plant. But I think that during this time, it's comforting for me. So I don't know if there's something that you're doing during this time that is comforting. Maybe it's something you haven't really processed or unpacked or realized. I thought about that. the other day, and it did. It brought me some comfort and peace, and I felt, you know, connected, and it made me feel good, like a piece of her was still in the earth, like it was still, like we're still connected. And I think that's what the letters do for me with my uncle as well. You know, but I just haven't brought myself to read those letters. And again, that goes along with knowing my grief reaction, that although I'm excited to have them and I'm glad that I found them and I really want to read them, I'm just not ready. So know your reactions and know your limitations. And you don't have to push yourself. If you're not ready, it's okay. When you're ready, you will know when you're ready. So, in this new season, I'm hoping that we continue to take care of ourselves. Rest, sleep, stop what you're doing, take a break, put the phone down, turn it off, put it on mute. Watch something funny, read a book. When we're preparing to be with other people to celebrate the lives of those that are lost, you know, just be mindful how you feel. Be mindful how you can feel, and take care of yourself. You know, some things you have to do, and you know what those things are, and you're equipped and built to handle it. But there are other things that you really want to do, but you just can't bring yourself to do it. And I really think that 2020 is the season of self. You know, we get such a bad rap for taking care of ourselves. I don't know why. I don't know who projected that culture on earth. But it is nothing wrong with you taking care of yourself. And especially in this atmosphere and in this environment that is around the entire world, we have to take care of ourselves. I love you. I want to be with you. I want to come to all of your celebrations and birthday parties and baby showers and weddings. But in 2020, I am sitting all the way down. I'm a believer, not a doubter, but I am sitting all the way down. I'm not coming to the party. I'm not coming to the wedding. I'm not coming to the baby shower. I'm not coming to the cookout. I am at home. And if you feel the same way, there is nothing wrong with that. I struggle with wanting to support and people please. And in 2020, I have released myself from that. It is okay to care about your life. It is okay. If you are concerned about yourself, if it makes you feel safe by socially distancing, wearing a mask, and not being in large crowds, you are okay. That is okay. There is nothing wrong with you. You still believe. You are not operating in fear. God gave us all a portion of wisdom. We all have free will to choose. So do not feel a way because you are not supporting everyone this year. it's okay to fall back and stay in the house.
If that is the way God is leading you, because we are all led differently.
We do not all have the same
charge.
So if that is your charge, you take that charge and you be okay with that charge. But if that is not your charge, don't shame
other people because that's how they feel.
And the people who you need to be in the house, don't shame the people who
getting on the plane and going everywhere and people who going to all the gatherings.
Right? It's the same. It goes both ways. We all have to give each other a level of grace and mercy. We do not need to be so hard on ourselves this year in 2020 when we have all experienced so much. Everybody in the world is experiencing so much. Can we give each other the benefit of the doubt, some grace, some mercy? Not think it's something bad or you not really my friend because you ain't checking on me. And you know, the checking on me friend might be the friend that's really going through it the most, and they can't check on you this time. You check on the checking in friend, person who always think everybody's supposed to look and check on you. You call somebody and see how they doing. We all are experiencing life differently. And in some cases, some are experiencing it worse than others. So let's show each other a little compassion, a little grace, a little mercy. Let's let ourselves off the hook. Not be so hard on ourselves. Not be so hard on others. And let's try and forgive and let it go. I know it's hard. It's hard to do those things. It's hard to forgive and let it go. But let's try it for the sake of our sanity. For the sake of knowing that this year has just been rough. So I hope that you all have been staying safe. I hope that you've had some smiles and laughs, some fun, because 2020 is not all gloom and doom. It is not. There have been some great things that have happened in 2020 for some of us. But for those of us listening to this, you listening to this, you breathing, you hear, and that's a great thing. And if nothing else, that's what we leaning on, that's what we standing on. But I just hope that you loving on people, you loving on yourself, you're giving yourself a break, you're dancing, you're smiling. I just hope that you're enjoying a portion of your day, of your life. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for being here. I just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Until next time.